Monday morning, the 18th of July. I'm Marcia Maycumber, your host on Monday mornings. And I'm here till, I said 10 o'clock, but let's introduce Fred Auerbach, member of the Sonoma Valley Housing Group, Affordable Housing Watchdog, Climate Change, Climate Crisis Watchdog, and about 10 other things. But we're going to stick to the housing topic this morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Marcia, and thank you for having me. First off, I'd like to say that I support everything Demetra said 100%. I see housing as a sustainability issue, and that means a triple bottom line, full cost accounting, triple bottom line is economy, environment, and society. So what I see is social inequity and disparity are way out of balance with the economic and environmental pillars in Sonoma Valley. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the balance needs to come up, is with the equity for us to be sustainable as a whole. California has three housing crises: homelessness, cost burden tenants living in various degrees of poverty, and millennials who can't buy in to the American dream. My interest has mostly been cost burden tenants living in various degrees of poverty. Mm-hmm. Housing has three P's: preservation, protection, and production. So I tend to stay in the production area. We've had other folks who are more in protection and preservation. And just to be clear, and so production has affordable housing that is subsidized and also is built by the market. And I think that we need to have both, and that our production goals should basically mirror what the current RENA spread is, which is basically half of the houses required to be for people who are below modest means. There's lots of ingredients and causes on housing issues, and I focus on NIMBYism, government overregulation and fees, land use protectionism, systemic racism, and what I call the green checkmate. I don't have time to dig into all those, but that's just kind of where I've fallen out with my particular moral mix that I have. I think that we need mixed solutions where all players can have a part in the solution. And for that, I would suggest that people read Connor Daugherty's book, Golden Gates, The Housing Crisis and a Reckoning for the American Dream, and read the conclusion on page 232 to 235. We've got to get into the muddy river country of finding some solutions. With social inequities at an all-time high in California and the world, and this is unsustainable, and in my opinion, this needs to be Sonoma Valley's number one priority. And in that respect, we need a unified Valley government to get rid of the government-backed apartheid that we have here. I think that might be a little strong tea, but I think that it's true. To address what Demetra said about lifelong health consequences, there's a book called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. And I forget the guy's name, but this guy lays it out of how growing up in poverty in a high-stress environment has lifelong health consequences. Wow. So one of the quotes from Daugherty's book, he says, "As cities and counties drive to put more housing in established neighborhoods, the result has been a furious clash over growth, class, preservation, quality of life, and the environment." So I see that as kind of what we've been dealing with in Sonoma and Sonoma Valley. And so my suggestions here are, number one, for all people in positions of power and privilege, make housing the number one priority and bring some sustained urgency and commitment to dealing with the issues that we have with housing. And for the city, they could hire more planning and equity staff, and the city could make equity on par with the economy and environment. For example, just for an example, pay NBOP the same amount that the chamber gets to be the equity pillar of Sonoma's policy. Sonoma's got a great environmental policy, climate profile. They got the chamber, the Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. Where's the equity? So I think it needs a proportional equity department, or somebody who's devoted to that. My second suggestion is support coming council candidates and planning commission members who show a real commitment to a pro-housing stance, and only support people who are going to really go for that. Number three, These are some little policy weeds here: is expand the city urban growth boundary and the sphere of influence, unify with the Springs, throw in 8th Street East and unincorporated east side areas that are on city water, and LAFCO actually supports the Springs annexation and that conversation. So I think there's some real potential there, and you know, we need somebody who's probably not as acerbic as myself to lead the charge on that to make that happen. So with the unifying the Valley government, the disadvantaged communities are going to get a proportional voice and representation. I really appreciate what Sandra said there. That's so right on. That is the real reason why. We have a vast moral debt of slavery and segregation in the United States, and that debt needs to be paid back. And to my thinking, with the way sustainability is so out of balance with the economy environment outweighing equity, that's got to be our number one priority. And so we can also integrate high opportunity areas and extend utilities and affordable housing into the east side. Don't externalize our equity issues. And my fourth and final point is to make the tourism combine pay for true triple bottom line, full cost accounting sustainability. With the amount of wealth and money that's rolling through here, that money has to be attached and forced to pay for the inherent inequity that we have here. So I want more socialism, more Bernie. That's pretty much what I've got. So you can ask some other questions.
We do have a little bit more time, so you don't have to feel that crunched in there.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
That's okay. That's all right. You covered a lot of ground there. It sure sounds to me like you currently think that an annexation of the Springs might be very beneficial towards more quickly working towards more inclusion and equity across the board for the city. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but Cremony, you know, as Sandra was saying, geographically, it's right there. It's right next to us.
Well, I was talking to Mark Bramford, who's the director of LAFCO, and he says what the city needs to do that is to expand the urban growth boundary to throw a loop over that area. Now, it would be the Springs who would have to vote to support it. So Sonoma, let's say, has 11,000 people. By my reckoning, you got 7,000 Latino immigrant residents in the Springs. So if you had a unified city, those people might even have two council members, two people right on the planning commission. You're starting to talk representational equity, and I'm really thankful that Sandra made that point, because sometimes I feel like I'm just like a lone voice crying in the wilderness with this stuff. But it's really all about representation and equity there. But that case has to be made that the White Springs would go along with it. And Sandra made the point that we don't have to change your funky sheds and your sidewalks and your tree houses. You can have all that.
Grandfather.
You know, and then maybe you'll have a better voice in local government.
Yeah. Really strong points there. Where, Fred, are we still missing in action? Demeter obviously covered a lot of that territory, and we're just at the very beginning of trying to get this equity worked out and trying to get policies better written that way. Are there other places, any other, shall we say, current developments on the map or thoughts that have that we missed the mark on that we need to revisit?
I think we've got plenty on the table here, and I think everyone here are people of goodwill who would like to work together. And like Christina said, we have different lenses. Like I said, we're like blind men feeling the elephant. There is an elephant. A tail is a tail, and a trunk is a trunk. So we ought to be able to step back and go, okay, you know, we need to address this whole elephant here. And so I think it's really all on the table, and just kind of need to take that next step. And so I think that, like Demetra said, acknowledging systemic racism is something that just doesn't happen in Sonoma. To get this an equity department or something, you know, to just get the conversation shifted that way would be an inclusion in and of itself, and it would start some inertia towards, you know, maybe framing the discussion in a way that's not all East Side people who are on commissions in the city council who are tending to be able to frame everything.
Yeah. And it's true, if you're looking at a map of the city of Sonoma and the Springs, you know, the East Side is all low density. Everything is beautiful, spread out, well manicured. West Side, medium density to higher density, with, of course, our commercial centers and zoning through our main corridors to help things out. So physically, you can see the imbalance there that really has framed the way we look now. We have a caller. Let's see. Hold on a second. We got a caller. Hey, hold your thought. KSVY, who's this?
Mario Castillo. Can you ask this?
Are you calling about housing?
I am.
What did you want to say, Mario?
I just want to basically want to echo what Fred Auerbach and the leaders we have been building out, and then, you know, just, you know, basically that.
Very good. Thank you, Mario. We really appreciate it.
I also want to share the, my own perspective, you know, as a long-time resident here in the Sonoma Valley, you know, just trying to be a voice for the Latinx community and then really not having that voice, whether it's at the county level or city level. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like being like the forgotten children here on the spring. So definitely the need for better representation. And I'm just, you know, so fortunate to have people like Demetra and Seb who have taken up themselves to kind of like be the voice of this, who oftentimes you just, I believe, because of, you know, economic challenges, language barriers, and then education limitations. You know, we are not able to be at the table. We are not invited at the table, and then we all have to depend upon someone else to kind of like be our voice and then not be actively participating in the conversation.
Well, we're getting our first start right now. We're getting as many people in on the conversation as we can. Make sure that their voices are heard. Mario, thank you for your call.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye bye. So, Fred, you wanted to add something in.
Yes, I did. There's a thing called tax credit opportunity areas. And so the highest areas are the ones that would qualify to have investment, to have high density affordable housing in them. But in Sonoma Valley, all those places are in unincorporated areas that are in high fire danger areas and that are on wealth. So there's something about the segregation of Sonoma Valley here that has made it so that the people with the most money are made themselves immune from integration. And so I think that that's why I suggested the urban growth boundary and land use shift a little bit so we can throw a loop over those areas and bring those, if they're in the urban service area or can be extended adjacent to the urban service area, get some sewer and water in there, throw in a 100-unit apartment complex on Level Valley Road next to some of those big, giant houses out there, and then you're going to get some money come in for the housing there because it's a tax credit opportunity area.
There you go. There's an idea. There's an idea for everybody to give some thought to. So that would be a good way to go there. We've only got about a minute left, Fred. What else would you like to make sure everybody knows before we all have to go?
Well, I just want to say that I know everybody on the show, and I like everybody on the show, and I think you've done a great job of, you know, setting the stage for a good conversation. And I think sometimes that people like myself and Mario, I'm not a person of color who doesn't have privilege. I'm a Quaker who feels called to voice those concerns. So sometimes people like that can sound strident. But when you look at Sonoma Valley from that perspective, you can't say everything's great. And your perspective kind of comes across maybe as constantly, you know, nattering nabobs of negativism. But this is systemic racism, and if things aren't good at the bottom, I don't think they can be good at the top. And so that's why I say this stuff needs to be the number one priority of equity. And that's why sometimes, you know, maybe folks who are wanting to change sound a little bit strident, but hang with us. We want a better world.
And with that, we will leave the discussion in its wrapped up state. We've been talking with Fred Auerbach most recently, but also Margaret DiMatteo, Susan Kirsch, Sandra Lowe, Christina Tierney, and Demetra Smith, all experts on housing issues and policies. Thank you all for talking with us about housing in Sonoma. Sonoma, really appreciate it. Listeners, thank you for tuning in today. We've got Simon Says Sports coming up right after the break, and hopefully we can do another one of these really soon. Bye-bye, everybody.